The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's a beautiful Friday morning. Good morning, our dear listeners. Welcome to the last episode of Stock Search on Radio for this week. It's our question and answer episode. Before we get started, let's look at some of the activities on the floor of Nigerian equity market yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Thursday closed on a bearish note, occasioned by profit taken. The Osha index declined by 0.15% to close at 43,285.97 points from the previous close of 43,349.90 points. The market capitalization declined by 0.15% to close at 22.589 trillion naira from the previous close of 22.623 trillion naira, thereby shedding 34 billion naira. An aggregate of 210.55 million units of shares were traded in 3,423 deals valued at 2.61 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 12 equities emerged as gainers against 23 equities that declined in their share prices. Each transaction of Vitafoam led all the gainers to 10% growth, closing at 2 naira 9 kobo and 20 naira 90 kobo respectively. Academy Press and Jais Bank, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.09% and 6.45% respectively. Champs PLC led the price decliners as it shed 8.70% of its share price to close at 21 kobo from the previous close of 23 kobo. Regency Assurance and Unity Bank, among other price decliners, also shed 7.50% and 7.41% of their share prices respectively. Going on a quick break now. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Mama Kechi dey chop, Papa Chichi dey happy, Mama Kunle dey gbadun, Auntie Kiki dey happy, Alaji Sef dey smile, Aji just dey happy, cause dem Brother Benji dey squeeze face like wooden teeth in charger. You know. But they win 1 million for 15 days. Oh, salary for life, you feel win 10 million naira cash. Why you know? You feel to win 10 million or salary for life on Christmas Day. Salary for life, we're waiting you want again. Why you know?
Welcome back. Mr. Haruna Kebira, MD CEO, Global View Capital Limited, is here with me on the program this morning to respond to some of the questions our listeners have sent in. Good morning, sir. It's good to have you on the program this morning.
Good morning, Rose.
All right, sir. We have quite a number of questions. Let's see how far we can go. The first question, what's happening to JITCO? It's been going down for some days.
There's nothing happening to JITCO. I think it has been said repeatedly on this platform that in the long run, the price of a stock and its earnings will converge together. And like if you notice yesterday, JITCO closed 26.10, while the earnings closed 24.20. And there has been a steady 10 naira gap between Zenith and JITCO in the past. After this OldCo status by JITCO and the decline in their earnings quarter two and quarter three, I think the strong sentiment the market is having for was having for the stock, I think it's winning. Like if you look at their quarter three, JITCO lost. There was a reduction, a decline in their turnover by 3.47%. Profit after tax, a decline of 9.05%. And their earnings per share declined from 4.83 to 4.40. That's 4.93 kobo to 4.40. And the market is beginning to think that if we continue on this trajectory, this level, will JITCO be able to pay commensurate dividend like they have done? we did be able to compete with the dividend payout of Zenith. I think that is why the reason why we have been seeing that the stock has been declining. Quarter two, and the earnings have been declining, and we know that the market has to reprise it. So I believe the market is surprising it along that line. That is why we see that there has been decline in the price of Bitcoin.
All right, sir. And the second question, please. If a company delisted from the NGX, is it possible for the company to come back for relisting after some years?
Well, I've actually not seen a law surrounding that, that if a company delists from NGX, that it can never come back to the list. And I've actually not seen any company that has been delisted and is coming back to the list. And you ask yourself, why will a company delist? There must be a reason why it is delisted. So what would be the reason that would make the stock to come back to the list? And I don't think that it will happen on moral ground. I don't think it happened on separate ground. I don't think I don't believe that there's a law surrounding it. But when you part ways with a person, I think you part ways for good. The company find it good to the list, whether by because of acquisition, whether by merging. I don't think there's any reason why they will have to come back.
All right, sir. Moving on to the third question. Why is it that some stocks' high total amount paid out as dividend at times translate to low dividend paid to shareholders, and a stock with less total amount paid out is paying higher dividend to their shareholders? Example is FBNH, which paid 89.70 billion naira, paying 45 kobo, and Okomu, which paid 6.7 billion naira, paying 7 naira as dividend. Please educate me.
You see, dividend are normally paid out from the earnings of an organization, where it's also subject to the dividend payout ratio of such a company. But one of the things that the person that asked this question should put in his mind is that it has to do with the share outstanding. Okomu Oil have less than 1 billion units of shares, and that is precisely 953 million, while FBNH have 35.8 billion outstanding. So as we speak, I don't think FBN, from the earnings that they are making, will be able to pay 7 naira. 7 naira times 35.8 billion, I think it will go and wipe out all the general reserve that it has. I think the quantum of the dividend that is paid out, and that is the total dividend that is paid, that is a function of the share outstanding. Okomu can pay 7 naira because the share outstanding is less than 1 billion. I don't think First Bank can do that. And what the person should also know, 7 naira multiplied by 953 million is should be less than 15 covers multiplied by 35.8 billion. I think that is just the explanation to that.
All right, sir. What is the difference between return on assets and return on equity? I was thinking these two terms mean the same thing.
You know, according to LIMA, the standard definition of return on assets, it measures the money a company earns by putting its asset to use. That is, you have assets that you are putting to use. What is the return? It is an indicator of how efficient or profitable a company is relative to its assets or its resources. That is, putting into its operation is defined by net income all over total assets. But the return on equity is net income all over shareholders' equity. I think it's essentially a measure of return generated on the net assets of the company, since the equity figure can fluctuate during the accounting period in question. And they are no closely related, but they really do not mean the same. But one of the things I want to stand out here is that there are so many metrics that you can use on the back of the envelope analysis to take position in stock. I think by the time you begin to go on return on asset and return on equity, you are as if you now want to be a portfolio manager or a mutual fund manager. I believe that the metrics that we have given out, the earnings per share, the earnings sheets, the P ratio, will just be enough for retail investors or even speculators in the market. They should, if they ask me, they should try as much as possible to concentrate on that than going to find out what is return on equity or what is return on assets, except if they want to move up to become high net worth individual or those that will be managing portfolio. And that is my advice for them.
All right, this is about the last question for today. Please, can one be directed or let the stocks that are good for capital appreciation and dividend yield too from now till end of first quarter in 2022?
When I see questions like this, I begin to ask if the person is a new entrant, if the person is just coming on board for the first time, or if the person is just getting to hear about our platform. But I will say go ahead and direct the person, go to stocksng.com and you will see analysis, quarter one, quarter two, and quarter three. And this analysis are ranked. They are ranked in the area of fee issue, they are ranked in the area of any per share, they are ranked in the area of any sneak. Enjoy yourself, look at it, do it yourself. If I tell you go and buy this stock for this, the popular Japanese proverb, he said, don't give me a fish. If you give me a fish, you are feeding me for one day. Teach me how to fish. And that is exactly what is the objective of what we are doing, to teach you how to fish. Go to stocksng.com, sit down with the graph, sit down with the presentation. We see these stocks there. We analyze them, quarter three, comprehensively. By the time you go through, you'll be able to know, you'll be able to be directed. And you should also understand that the more earnings a company makes, the more dividend that they can pay. Related to the dividend payout policy of the organization, but I don't believe if an organization payout policy is 20% and you make 1 naira, they say you'll be able to pay 20 kobo. By the time you make 2 naira, that means you'll be able to pay 40 kobo. So I will direct this man or this person to go to stockengine.com and sit down with quarter three analysis. By the time you show, you will not ask this question again.
Thank you so much for that, sir. And so your last word for our listeners this morning, and lastly, your number, sir.
Okay, there are still strong quarter three in the marketplace, but we can say that the market is actually traded down. That is the graph of the market is actually never been straight. It's just, provide the opportunity for new entrants. And I believe that we, investors should actually look at what I'm talking about, the analysis of quarter three, and begin to take position. My number is 0802-300-9379.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time on the program this morning.
Thank you for always having me.
All right, and we have come to the end of today's question and answer session. Thank you all for being a part of Stocks Watch on Radio since the beginning of the week. Stocks NG is still your go-to website on any information you may need on the Nigerian capital market and the Nigerian economy. You can also catch up on past episodes of Stocks Watch on Radio and TV. Until next week, when I will be coming your way again, same time, same station, Ruth Ibikunle, signing out for the week. Do have a restful weekend.